Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and get an update on some of the items influencing the markets. Roy, taking a look at a holiday week of trading, that usually spells volatility, doesn't it?
It really does, because there'll be a limited number of people on the Board of Trade floors today because of it being the day after Thanksgiving, and so that means thin trading, and a lot of times that means a sharp move either up or down, and it looks like with the overnight trading the way it was, it looks like the move will probably be up today.
Now, does basis change, when there's that kind of volatility, can we get a few extra pennies or a nickel or two on the basis change?
Probably not on basis, because again, you may be seeing a limited staff at the offices of the Crushers, ADM, and Bungie, and people like that. And so probably what you're going to get is a bid from your local elevator that's based on the basis that was in play on Wednesday, but based on today's futures market. And sometimes that gives you an opportunity. It's certainly not every year, but it does once in a while.
So do you think if there's a lot of volatility and we do move in one direction or the other, will that hold out into Monday, or do you think by the beginning of next week we'll kind of see a correction then?
Usually what happens if you get real crazy trading the day after Thanksgiving, the market goes the opposite direction on the Monday following Thanksgiving, and so you have to be wary of that. Just because the market's sharply higher or sharply lower today doesn't mean that it's going to be the same on Monday. It probably means just the opposite.
All right. Any other things you'd like to talk about, kind of take a look into next week and some points that we need to consider and look for?
Well, we've got soybean market making new highs here fairly consistently, and this is a time of the year where I kind of recommend making some sales if you've got old crop beans to sell and you haven't sold them already, or if they're in the elevator and you're paying commercial storage on them. This next couple of weeks, a lot of times will be a high time, and then you kind of see the market go into doldrums after the first of the year. So, that I'm not necessarily recommending sales unconditionally, but if you got beans to sell and you want them priced by before spring, why, this is a good time to do it.
For folks that do want to get more information, a couple of ways they can do that, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
And did I see you're one of the featured speakers at the Soybean Day down in Wahoo coming up in mid-December?
Yes, I'll be there. It'll be December 14th at the fairgrounds of Wahoo, and I am on the program this year. It's been several years since I've done that, so looking forward to visiting about some of the factors that are affecting the soybean market.
Well, thanks for taking the time being with us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, good enough.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on some items influencing the markets. Here on 840 KTIC, along with Soy Roy, I'm Chad Moyer.